In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We glorify our God this day because we come on this wonderful day of resurrection. We hear always the word of God and the gospel given to us. Something that is given to touch our hearts through the grace of the Holy Spirit. And when we look at this particular account that we are given today in the gospel, if we read from a little bit before this account, we find out why the Lord gave this particular story. And he was talking about whether we could serve two servants, whether we could serve God and mammon. And he said it's impossible to serve two servants, but rather we either have to serve God or mammon or money. And the Lord said, really, this is where we have to make our choice. We have to make a choice between God and money. We can't serve both of them. And it says in the scriptures that the Pharisees, who love money, didn't like what he said and said they derided him. And so he gave this account to them, a very clear contrast between a rich man and a beggar. And the beggar, his name is Lazarus. And he says to these Pharisees, and not only to them, but everyone who is around, because he wants to make this as his point. And he gives a very clear description of a rich man, of somebody who has wealth. And what they do every day, they have fine clothing and they have everything they need to eat. And this particular man, we don't know his name, kind of lives that way from day to day. Every day he lives that way. And one day, they bring a beggar and put him in front of the gate, or at the gate of this rich man. Not just for one day, but every day he's there. And what is the Lord telling us here? Because, you know, the word Lazarus means God's help. And so in this particular story, this Lazarus is placed there at the gate for whose help? By God to help who? The rich man. Because the rich man has a worldview. The rich man has a disposition in his heart, and he has been captured by his riches. And he constantly lives by them, and he may not be a bad person, he may not do anything bad or, you know, evil or anything like that, but his riches have him, and he, you know, lives in this certain way, and he did not have a disposition for giving. And so God took mercy upon him and gave him the opportunity to change the disposition of his heart. But unfortunately, what we see in this is it didn't change. Because every day the beggar would be there. Every day this rich man would go out his gate and see that beggar. And he could have given him. You know, Lazarus only wanted the crumbs that fell from his table. That's all. He was, you know, sick. He had sores. And even the dogs came and licked his sores. And you can imagine what that disposition of heart must have been in that rich man, being captive by his money, serving his money. And he could look at Lazarus and his heart did not break. His heart was not moved day after day after day after day. But God gave him help in this world, even as he gives us help in this world. But the story goes on and says, they both died. And Lazarus was taken to Abraham's bosom by an angel. The rich man was buried in the ground. And when they both were conscious of their place after death, the rich man was looking up. And he saw Abraham, and he saw right next to Abraham, Lazarus. And we can see, why did the Lord tell us these things? Because he wanted to show us that even in torment, the disposition of that man did not change. Instead of looking up and seeing Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, he instead of repenting, what did he do? He asked Abraham to make Lazarus his servant. He had a relationship with Abraham, and then whoever this Lazarus was could do things. So Abraham, tell your servant, tell Lazarus to come and serve me by dipping his finger in water and coming and putting it on my tongue, because I'm in torment, I feel those flames. Or go and have Lazarus talk to my brothers who's still alive. You see, the disposition of his soul didn't change. Even after God had given him that help, even after he was in torment, this is the way he was in his heart. But God gave him help by placing Lazarus there. Now, Father George Calcheu of blessed memory says, this parable is not about whether that if you're wealthy, you go to hell, and if you're poor, you go to heaven. That's not it. He's saying that it's how you manage your situation. And this man was given the opportunity to manage his situation to be different, to be change his heart, to serve God. And he didn't do that. And we have to see that we also, God has given us in our life certain things that he's laid at our gate. They may be troubles. They may be difficulties. They may be illnesses. They may be different things. Maybe even a beggar at our door walking down the street, or we meet them on the sidewalk, or in some way we come across that. And God gives us, they're like Lazarus, God's help to us, so that we can change the disposition of our hearts, because constantly we love the world, and we love the things that the world, that money can buy, and we love the distractions of the world. And we get bound up to them, we get captive to them. You know, the saint today is Saint John of Kronstadt, who is a wonderful, one of my favorite saints. And I'm so glad that I can be here with all of you on this wonderful day of saints, St. John of Kronstadt. And he died in the early 20th century, but he was a great Russian saint. And in his time, things were changing. And he said, spoke to the people, and he said, there's a new and strange illness in our day. And he said, that illness is distraction. People are getting distracted. And he said, people no longer, they have forgotten how to live a serious life for the good of others, because they have been caught up in these distractions. Now, if there's any a world of distraction, any culture of distraction, that is our culture, you know, with the media, with everything we do. And everything catches our attention and captures us. And so we find ourselves then in this place where these things that we find that, oh, we have to get rid of this, oh, I don't want to deal with that, oh, we might be like, the rich man who ignored Lazarus. But we have these things in our life. So to open our hearts towards God, to learn to live a serious life for the good of others, and not to just live for ourselves. Because we have been given this life by God to come and to worship together, and then to take it out into the world and to those who are less fortunate to us, to our brothers. We think about our brothers and sisters, even in who are persecuted in Syria and Lebanon and Iraq and Iran. They have to leave their homes. We could give a little to them. There are always things that we can do and to live for the good of others rather than for ourselves. And God gives us then the help that we need. He loves us. So instead of looking at something as being oh, this is inconvenience, but rather embrace it. Because if the rich man had embraced Lazarus, he said, oh, that poor man down there, he's suffering. Give him something. Crumbs of the table? No, give him more. You know, I go by him every day. Help him out. Let's give him something so that he can live, that he can be comforted. Then the soul of that rich man would have been with Abraham in his bosom. That's where the rich man would have been if he had taken God's help. And if he had just reached out and allowed the disposition of his soul to, from being just so selfish about him, you know, himself, to helping others. And that was what God has come. Because we face, you know, in these days, we are coming upon the next season. And that season is nativity season. That's what we are facing now. And we face the greatest gift that has been given to celebrate the greatest gift of life, which is our Lord Jesus Christ as he came into this world. And he came for us and he died. You know, we are Lazarus. We were the ones at his doorstep. And he came all the way down and took upon himself our flesh and was willing to suffer for us and die on a cross, a horrible death, to rise again and resurrect so that we could live. And so we have to follow in the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the true life of an Orthodox Christian, is to be like our Lord in his image and to go forth and to help others. As St. John of Kronstadt said, to live a life for the good of other people. Let us not forget that. Let us not get so wrapped up in our distractions and all the things that we, you know, seek out of this culture and of this life. But rather let us take a look at those at our gate and let us help. Let us give what we have. Because St. John Chrysostom said, he said, the rich are not those who have a lot. He said, the rich are those who give a lot. And so, brothers and sisters, if we want to be those rich ones, then we have to give from our heart and have that disposition, that loving heart that looks at the suffering, that looks at those who are hurting, that, you know, visits the sick, that helps those who are in prison, that feeds the poor, you know, feeds the hungry and gives, you know, to the poor. That is the life and the witness of our Lord Jesus Christ as he lives in our hearts. So may God bless us in this day, that that grace would be given to us and we will have that life with our Lord Jesus Christ. And then when that day comes and we will meet him, he will say, come into my kingdom, thou good and faithful servant. Amen.